Welcome back. In this lesson, we're tightening an old-school DNB drum bus for that rag-infused chaos in Ableton Live 12. And the big idea here is this. We want the drums to feel raw, fast, and a little unruly, but still glued enough to smash in a club mix. So we're not trying to make the break pristine. We're trying to make it controlled enough that the groove stays powerful, and wild enough that it still sounds like jungle. This is an intermediate composition move, not just a mix trick, because in old-school DNB, the drum bus is part of the arrangement. It helps the break edits, one-shots, ragga vocal chops, and bass line switches all feel like they belong in the same world. So let's build it step by step. First, set up your drum architecture. Keep your source layers separate before you glue them together. A really practical setup is a chopped break on one track, a kick layer on another, a snare layer on another, hats and shaker tops on another, then percussion fills or ghost hits, and maybe a final track for drum effects like reverses or impact hits. Once those are in place, group them into a drum bus. A really useful habit here is to think in layers of authority. The break gives motion. The snare layer gives impact. The top loop gives urgency. If one layer is doing too much, the others should do less. That balance is what keeps the groove exciting instead of crowded. If any individual source is behaving badly, use utility first. For example, keep the kick and snare centered, but let the hats and percussion have a bit more width if needed. For the break, you can usually keep it fairly wide, but don't overdo it. In this style, mono compatibility matters because the sub and bass are going to be busy. Now let's clean the break. Not sterilize it. Clean it enough to make room. Put EQ 8 on the break track before the group processing. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear out rumble. If the break feels boxy, make a gentle cut somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. If there's papery congestion, try a small dip around 500 to 800 Hz. And if the hats get spiky, tame a little bit around 7 to 10 kHz. This is also a good moment to use clip gain before bus processing. If one break slice is way too hot, trim it down now. That way your compressor and saturator aren't reacting in a weird, unpredictable way later. If the break feels a bit floppy after EQ, add drum bus lightly on the break itself. A small amount of drive, a little transience upward, and maybe just a touch of boom if the break is lacking body. But keep it subtle. We want ghost notes and movement, not a flattened slab. Next, shape the actual group. This is where the drum bus starts to feel like a performance tool. On the drum bus, start with drum bus or glue compressor. Drum bus is great if you want that compact, aggressive character quickly. Use a little drive, push the transience up, and keep boom very low or off if the break already has enough low mid weight. After that, add glue compressor. A ratio of 2:1 or 4:1 is a good starting point. Keep the attacks low enough that the transient can punch through, maybe somewhere around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release can be auto or fairly quick. You're usually aiming for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If the groove starts to flatten, the attack is probably too fast or the compression is too heavy. In DNB, the front edge of the kick and snare is a huge part of the energy. Don't crush that away. A nice arrangement move is to automate the compressor threshold or even bypass between sections. In the breakdown, a bit more glue can help hold the atmosphere together. In the drop, a slightly lower threshold can add intensity. Think of it like pressure changes, not just a static mix setting. Now let's add grime without destroying the groove. Rag-infused chaos usually wants a little dirt, but you want to keep the punch alive. The cleanest way to do that is parallel saturation. Create a return track, add saturator, and use analog clip or soft clip mode. Drive it fairly hard, then put EQ 8 after it and high pass the return so you're not smearing the low end. If the fizz gets too bright, low pass it a bit too. Send the break, snare, and percussion into that return at low levels. Keep the kick a bit cleaner if it's the anchor. That way the distortion adds attitude without turning the whole kit into mush. You can also use a very light saturator directly on the drum bus if you want a small amount of glue. But remember, the character often comes from the blend, not from destroying the main signal. Now let's talk low-end control. In DNB, the drums and sub need to negotiate space. If the drum bus carries too much low-end body, the bass loses authority. So use utility to keep the bus focused and not too wide overall. Keep the important punch elements centered. Let the hats and ambience spread a little if needed, but keep the core solid. If you need sidechain style control, you can use compressor carefully on the drum bus or on ambient drum layers. But generally, in this style, the bass is more often ducked by the drums than the other way around. The goal is just a little breathing room, not obvious pumping. Even 1 or 2 dB of controlled ducking can help. Now for the composition side, because this is where the whole thing really comes alive. A strong drum bus can't rescue a dead pattern. Old School Jungle and Ragga DNB get their life from break edits, ghost notes, and variation. So build your arrangement with motion in mind. A good 16-bar idea might be filter drums and sparse accents in the first 4 bars, then a fuller break in bars 5 through 8, then bring in the kick layer and stronger snare in bars 9 through 12, and then use fills, stutters, and a reverse hit into the drop in bars 13 through 16. Use clip view to edit the break slices. Duplicate the clip. Remove or shift a ghost hit here and there. Build a tiny snare roll in the last bar, or reverse a crash for transition energy. Even tiny edits like that make a loop feel like it's breathing. If you've got a Ragga vocal chop, let the drums answer it. That call and response relationship is a huge part of the vibe. For example, a vocal phrase might hit at the end of bar 8, and then bar 9 comes back with a drum fill or a snare rush. That conversation between vocal and drums makes that arrangement feel intentional instead of repetitive. Now add motion with automation. Don't just let the drum bus sit there the whole time. Automate the transience amount in drum bus so the drums feel more urgent before the drop. Automate the glue compressor threshold so the drop hits harder than the breakdown. Automate saturator drive subtly in the last couple bars before a drop. You can even automate a small width change with utility, narrowing the intro slightly and opening the tops in the drop. A simple energy ramp can do a lot. Intro, filtered and slightly narrower. Pre-drop, tension builds. Maybe the break opens a little. Drop, full pressure, but keep the kick and snare focused. Then in a halftime switch, pull back the transient emphasis for a moment, and slam it back in. That movement is part of the vibe. It's not just mix automation, it's arrangement energy. If the bus is sounding good, there's one more move that can really add character. Resampling. Route the drum group to a new audio track and record a few bars. Then chop that resampled audio and re-edit it. You can duplicate a snare hit and nudge it slightly for a rush, reverse a fill into the downbeat, or create a tiny gap before the main drop snare so the impact lands harder. After that, you can process the resampled material with EQ8, saturator, maybe a touch of redux if you want grain, and auto filter for sweeps. This is a classic underground move because it makes the drums feel performed, not just looped. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, overcompressing the whole drum bus. If the snare loses crack, you've gone too far. Second, letting the break dominate the low end. High pass it, and trim muddy low mids if needed. Third, making everything wide. Keep the kick, snare, and sub centered. Fourth, distorting the full bus too much. If you want grime, use parallel grit or focus it on the mid-range. And fifth, staying in a static 2-bar loop. This style lives on variation. Every 4 or 8 bars, something should shift. A few pro moves worth remembering. Use a parallel grit return with saturation and EQ to dirty the drums without killing transients. Automate the drum bus transients up for the drop and down for breakdowns. Add tiny ghost notes before the snare to create forward motion. Keep the kick cleaner than the break if the break already has enough punch. And always check the bus in mono with utility. If it falls apart in mono, simplify it. For a slightly more advanced approach, you can split the drum bus into an attack path and a body path. Keep one version sharp and transient rich, then low pass or soften another version and blend it in underneath. That gives you more control over punch without losing character. Another great move is to build separate drum bus versions. One for the intro, one for the full drop, and one for fill-heavy transitions. That way you can swap the energy by section instead of over-automating every tiny detail. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar Old School DNB drum loop at 174 BPM using one chopped break, one kick, and one snare. Group them. Add EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and a parallel saturator return. Make 3 versions. One filtered intro, one full groove, and one fill bar with extra snare activity. Then automate the transients and compressor threshold across those versions. Add one Ragga vocal chop or skank hit that answers the snare on bar 2. Finally, bounce 4 bars to audio and re-edit one transition so the loop feels less repetitive. The goal is simple. By the end, your drums should feel tighter, dirtier, and more intentional, but still full of jungle energy. So remember the core idea here. Tightening an old school DNB drum bus is about control with attitude. Keep the low end disciplined. Preserve the transient punch. Use the break, fills, and ghost notes to drive the composition. Let the drums talk to the Ragga vocal chops and bassline, and shape the energy across the arrangement, not just inside the loop. If the drums feel raw but still hit like a finished record, you've nailed it.